apparently there was a threat. You know, we take all threats seriously. Apparently this threat was thoroughly investigated and found not to be well-founded. So, but we do encourage people, if they have concerns, to call us. We will investigate all threats and deal with them in the proper manner. But this particular one, it's my understanding, has been investigated and found to be baseless.
What, if anything, is happening at the school today? Has their operations been impacted? Is students being dismissed early? Anything like that?
I wish I could answer that. I'm on my way to a meeting with school officials in the next few minutes, and I'll learn more of those details.
Is it? Should we be publicizing things like this? Because it's been argued that people who make these threats are looking for attention, regardless of whether they plan on taking out their attacks. Should we be giving this kind of thing publicity?
Well, my view is that we should take all these threats seriously, thoroughly investigate them, and allay the concerns that parents and students and teachers may have. So I think it's appropriate to investigate them, take them all seriously, and to get the information out to interested parties, the teachers, the parents, and the students as soon as possible.
For knowledge, do you know if there have been any other threats at any other schools in Anne Arundel County?
I can't speak with authority on that, but I do know that whatever they get, they examine carefully and thoroughly.
Final question, and I'll just get you to react to it. There was a series of assault weapons bans and gun legislation unveiled today. From what you know about it, any reaction to it?
I haven't seen it, and I'd rather look at it before I comment.